My next guest is part of that 1,453 and part of those venues, Donald Cronkite, Art Prize artist. You'll see his work, Cloudscape, at DeVos Place Convention Center. Good morning to you, Donald.
Good morning, Shelley.
Turn your mic on. Good morning, Donald.
Good morning, Shelley.
That's my bad. Hey, are you related to Walter?
Well, back in 1640, I might be. I'm told that two of the families of all the Cronkites came up from Holland right to New York. The name might even been made in New York. So possibly I got to do more research on that one.
Yeah. Well, you have made your own path for sure in the work of artistry. So Cloudscape, where exactly do we find your work?
You can find my work right at the top of the escalators going into the DeVos Place Convention Center, right to the right. It's kind of tucked around a corner. Or if you just come down the walkway from the Amway, you can run right into it.
What do we see?
You're going to see first a lot of colors. You're going to notice that they're clouds, and you're going to notice that it's at a very large scale. This is like 74.5 inches wide by 54.5 inches high, and right at eye level, you won't be able to miss it.
And how did you come up with Cloudscape? What is your art talent, Donald?
Well, my art talent is, I feel like I've always been an artist, and I might as well been born with a paintbrush. And of 2004, I decided to do a unique series of cloud paintings. Up until then, I was doing landscape, but I was very influenced by 17th century Dutch painting, and they always had sweeping cloudscapes. I thought this might be a nice subject just to focus on the clouds themselves and a great challenge. So from that point, I figured I want to focus on undulating forms. I want to focus on contrast and vibrancy and refraction of light. And it seemed to satisfy everything for me in this subject.
Great. How did you choose the work that we see?
This piece here originally created as a small study back in 2006. And I thought it has a wonderful composition. And the references to this painting was actually shot over a grocery store right there in Allen Park. And excited about this, I also saw a storm system coming in the evening with vibrant, potent colors. And I figured, well, I'll take those colors and apply them to this composition. And I've made two paintings from that, one that sold very well out of Chicago. This one I made just for Art Prize, and I think it's the masterpiece of all three.
And here we see it again at DeVos Place Convention Center. So this is, again, the title is Cloudscape. It's oil on linen.
Yes, oil on linen. Cotton duck has been around probably about 50, 60 years, but I like linen because I'm kind of a traditionalist, and my paintings are quality from the back to the fore. 1 inch around the whole perimeter of the painting, I got copper tacks for even tension. I get other artists that even want me to stretch their own canvases because there's not a wrinkle in it. I get my stretchers milled out of New York. I got a framer in the Detroit area that specifically makes a unique frame for all of my paintings. It accents the work and gives me a little bit of branding.
So take me through this. You take a picture of a cloud, and then you paint from that?
It's one of a few references. A lot of it's by memory. A lot of times, I wish I was a better photographer, but I'll look out of the side of my window and I'll see things. And so I'll just have to look at it intently, and I'll use that in the works to manipulate it to create a painting that ultimately evokes emotion.
What kind of emotion do you like, to evoke?
One of awe and appreciation of nature. I want one that my pictures, even though seemingly they're realistic, they're also abstract. And I think the finer things are hidden within the abstract because it moves you in such a way that you can't put words to.
As we look, because this is your, I picked up a card from you. What I like is, and I want to get there in a minute, but you stand by your work and you talk to us as we walk by.
Yes, I think it's really exciting part of the Art Prize experience to talk to the artist and find out what are you trying to do. Like, this is one of 45 paintings in a series over 12 years. And this is an interesting thing for people to find out. You can never get that by just looking at the work. There's no way anyone would know. But then when I talk about how a piece of artwork is made, this took between 150 to 250 hours to make. And then you got to wait 3 months after that to 4 months before you can even add varnish. So it's a laborious technique of love, and it gives you a chance for people to get inside the artist. There are people who are nutty to get up in the middle of the night to do all kinds of the hours to do what they love to do. And I think that's fascinating.
It's Donald Cronkite with us, one of your Art Prize artists. You'll see his work, the DeVos Place Convention Center Art Prize. His vote code 62701, and obviously this cloudscape is oil on linen. So what are your guests asking of you when they walk by, and you must tell them your journey?
Well, the one number one thing everyone asks is, I thought that was a photograph. Because the way I paint, trying to create these ethereal worlds of poetic imagination, I have to go in there and, in a way, telling them, this would make a beautiful photograph, but it's a painting, and they appreciate it to know it's made by hand. It's done with the most delicate touches of the brush.
And, Donald, you say you're from Allen Park. You are a Michigander. How did you get into this art?
Well, I've always been into art. I feel like I've just been, you know, there's never been a time where I didn't want to make art. And when I heard about the first art prize, it's like I wanted to go right down there and find out what this is all about. Excited about it, the next year I came up with a 14-foot-long painting that was over at La Fonsi Gallery. And they did a really good job by me by having me at the end of their hall. And it seemed to direct all the attention to this piece. A lot of people end up really loving it. But I have a feeling because of 1 mile outside the center area, I think maybe I got too many people liking it too late.
Again, our No Art Prize is working on that as far as getting out to the all venues as much as possible. But boy, you can't beat the DeVos Place Convention Center up on the hall where you are. Was there professional training for you?
I did go to Wayne State University, but I was also self-taught as an artist, except for my college. Usually when I run into teachers, there was very little they could teach me, not to be arrogant, but it's just like I already knew the craft. Me and my friends, we would spend the whole time summers just doing artwork. That's always been my pastime. And in fact, you know, something I discovered about myself throughout this journey really is I'm really a romantic artist masquerading as a realist, for I don't just copy what I see, but I want to convey how I felt before the subject.
Yes. Donald, are you out seeing Art Prize yourself?
I am. In fact, that's one of the things I always enjoy. I came to the Grand Rapids Art Museum, and I really enjoyed there was this piece that I can't think of the title, but it's like a whole family made a spaceship, and they were going to act like they're going to outer space and came back, and I felt it was such charm. That's the kind of things you want to do to your kids. Use your imagination and create a moment that's priceless.
And Donald, as we look to enhance the awareness of Art Prize, What is your description? Let's say you go back to Allen Park and they say, what's happening over in Grand Rapids? What's Art Prize? How do you, as a layman, explain what Art Prize is?
I think Art Prize, if you were going to boil it down, don't think of it as fine art. Don't think of it as like street art. Think of it as being caught unexpected. This is the moment of your surprises around every corner. And it could be in a little cafe. Depending where the pieces are, it might surprise you in a way. When you're eating, you look up and you see something wonderful and you realize that's an Art Prize painting. And you don't know where they're going to be. And I think that's exciting. You might look up and there's a table above you on a bridge, or there's a serpent in the water. And each person has their journey they're bringing to it. So I think it's great that it's not mapped out so much where you know where everything is. You're supposed to be surprised.
And surprised and yet educated, as you notice from where we broadcast, school kids have been going by a lot. So it's an education, obviously, for all ages. All right, Donald Cronkite, here we are finishing up our conversation. You, one of the many artists with a special cloudscape. What are your final words?
My final words would be, come on by and take a chance and reckon with something that's so unfamiliar, that's presented in an unfamiliar way, that when you see an artist doing a series and you're wondering, they're putting so much energy over so many years, talk to the artist. Find out more about it. You might be surprised.
And I like that you're standing right next to your cloudscape, DeVos Place Convention Center, up on the second floor. You're by the elevator?
I am.
So check it out. Donald, thank you very much. We found out more information how?
Just come to me in front of my painting. I'll be here all the way through Saturday. But you also can come to my website of donaldcronkite.com, and you'll see examples of my work and previous exhibitions.
CronkHite.com. Donald, thank you very much, and congratulations on your great work.
Thank you, Shelley.